Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, friends. Nice to see you again.
Welcome to PEP Primary English. 首先 ,Jeff 哥哥要祝贺你们升入六年级。这是小学阶段最后一个学年了。
Congratulations! Now let's start our new book.
First, let's enjoy a chant and see what we are going to learn in Unit 1.
同学们，第一单元要学什么呢？仔细听呢。
同学们 ,chant 里说什么你们听出来了吗 ?Yes, how do you go to school? 你们怎么去学校
还有呢 ,how do you get to Paris? 你们怎么去巴黎
?Right, 在第一单元里我们要学的是怎么去某个地方。近的地方远的地方我们都会有些什么方式来说呢 ?Please watch and listen carefully. On foot.On foot, by bus, by bike, by train, by subway, by plane,By plane, by ship.
Don't forget to write these words.
On foot, by bus, by bike, by train.
Hey, Zev, how do you go to school?
I go to school by bike, by bus, by subway, by train, and on foot.
Come on, Zev, 有没有搞错？
你听我说 ,I usually go to school by bike. 我平时上学骑自行车。Sometimes I go to school by bus. 有时乘公共汽车。
那你什么时候又 on foot, 步行去学校呢？
自行车坏了，公共汽车开走了。I have to go to school on foot.
看来 ,your home is not far.你家离学校不远呢。
Yes.
那 by train 坐火车又是怎么回事呢？
哈，有时我住在外婆家，去学校就得 by train 呢。
嘿，那你从加拿大老家去学校还得 by plane 呢。
没错。
那么在什么样的情况下你会 by subway 呢？
去郊游返回学校就要坐地铁 by subway， 怎么样？回答满意吗？
那我问你，你会不会 go to school by ship 呢？
会呀、啊、如果我要去参观一个海岛上的学校。
嘿、hey,
怎么样有问必答难不倒我吧
真是个机灵鬼。好啦同学们你们想知道 Sarah 和刘云是怎么去学校的一起来。
Jeff 哥哥快看好漂亮的车。
哈，原来同学们正在观光车上游览呢。刘云是班上新来的同学，他想知道 Sarah 是怎么上学的，他是怎么问的呢？
How do you go to school?
How do you go to school? How? 怎样？How do you go to school? 你是怎么去学校的呢
?Sarah 说 ,Usually I go to school by bike. 我通常骑车去学校。
Sometimes I go on foot. 有时我走着去。
同学们你们说 ,Sarah 的家离学校近还是远呢
Now let's watch and listen again.
How is
the
teacher
doing,
Sarah?
My helmet is here.
Usually I go to school tomorrow.
Just have to go by bike.
What about you?
I want to go to school by bike.
Come! 别忘了写这些句子哟。
你是怎么学习的？
Usually I go to school on foot. Sometimes I go by bike.
How do you go to school?
Usually I go to school on foot. Sometimes I go by bike. 同学们 do you often go to the park on a weekend? 你们周末通常去公园吗？张鹏和 Sarah 这个周末要去一个新公园。How do they go to the park? 他们怎么去呢？Let's read the dialogue. 仔细看，准备回答问题哦。
Let's read.
Sarah, 今天下午我们一起去公园吧。
Great,
太好了，
那我们怎么去呢？
It's easy.
很简单。
Come to my home,
来我家。
我们可以步行到公共汽车站。
Then,
然后乘公共汽车去公园。
好的，那你家在哪里？
我家就在邮局附近。
几楼？
Which floor?
五楼，5A。
好的，
这里
下午两点见。
两点见，拜。
同学们，你们看明白了吗？Now questions for you. How do they go to the park? 他们怎么去公园呢?
First, they meet at 张鹏's home.
And?
Then, they can go to the bus stop on foot.
And?
Then, they go to the park by bus.
Good. Where is 张鹏's home?
His home is near the post office.
同学们，你们都答对了吗？ Well done!
Jeff 哥哥，我们唱首歌轻松一下吧。
Why not? 同学们，仔细听听歌中的同学是怎么去学校的呢？
On foot, by bike, or by bus?
不管是骑车还是坐车，可都要注意 traffic rules 哦。
同学们，你们知道 traffic rule 是什么意思吗？
Let's take a look. Traffic lights. Traffic lights. Traffic rules. Traffic rules. Stop.At the red light. Stop. Stop. Wait at the yellow light. Wait. Wait. Go at a green light. Go at a green light.
Don't forget to write these words.
Traffic lights, traffic rules, stop, wait.
同学们一定都看明白了吧 ?Traffic, 交通 ,rule, 规则 ,traffic rules, 交通规则。同学们我们每个人都应该遵守 traffic rules, 无论是开车骑车还是走路一定要看路口的 traffic lights 哦。Hey, Ziv,你从哪儿弄来的警察帽子呀
？I'm the policeman now. Listen, please. Stop at the red light.
同学们，你们知道这个意思吗 ？Yes. Stop. 停。遇见红灯要停。
Wait at a yellow light.
黄灯时应该怎么样呢？ Yes, wait, 等待，要耐心等待，千万不能急着走哦。
Go at a green light.
哦，绿灯了，大家都可以通行了。Thank you, Zip, 你今天可是过了把当警察的瘾哦。
没错，我做梦都想当警察。
哎 ，Zip， 我们看看同学们这又是要到哪儿玩去呢？
How can I get to
Zhongshan
Park?
You can go by the number 15 bus.
Can I go on foot?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, who would like to go with me?
Me!
张不知道去中山公园怎么走，他是怎么问陈杰的呢？
How can I get to Zhongshan Park?
Get, 到达 Get to 中山 Park, 到达中山公园 How can I get to 中山 Park? 去中山公园怎么走？
陈杰回答 You can go by the number 15 bus.
Number 15 bus, 第15路公共汽车 You can go by the number 15 bus. 你可以乘15路公共汽车去。
张又问Can I go on foot? 我可以步行去吗？
陈杰回答 Sure, if you like, it's not far. 当然可以，如果你愿意的话，公园离这儿不远。
Now let's watch and listen again.
Hi, 陈杰 How can I get to Zhongshan Park?
You can go by the number 15 bus.
Can I go on foot?
Sure, if you're not far.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, who would like to go with me?
Me!
别忘了写这些句子哟。
How can I get to Zhongshan Park?
You can go by the number 15 bus.
How can I get to Zhongshan Park?
You can go by the number 15 bus.
Hey, Zip, 我想起了我在澳大利亚的一次乘车经历。
乘车？
Yes, 我带着一位名叫小亮的刚随父母到澳大利亚的小学生一起去公园。刚开车，他就对司机嚷嚷起来了。No, no, stop, stop.
怎么啦？遇到红灯啦？
不是，他一个劲儿让司机停车，非得让司机靠右行驶。
不懂还瞎指挥。
同学们，你们想知道这到底是怎么回事吗？一起来读一段小短文吧。
Let's read.
The traffic lights
每个国家的交通灯都是一样的。
There are always three lights. Red, yellow, and green.
红灯意思是停，
yellow
意思是等待。
And green
意思是通行。
在中国，驾驶员靠右行驶。
在美国，驾驶员也是靠右行驶。但是在英国和澳大利亚，驾驶员靠左行驶。如果你坐车、骑车或步行，你必须掌握交通规则。
同学们，你们看明白了吗 ？Good。下面我们来一起做几道判断题。Number one, there are always three lights in every country, red, yellow, and green.
Right.
Number two, yellow light means go.
Wrong.
Number three, in China, drivers drive on the right side of the road.
Right.
Number four. In the U.S., drivers drive on the left side.
Wrong.
Number five. If you go on foot, you don't have to know the traffic rules.
Wrong.
同学们，你们都判断对了吗？ Good job! 你们可要记住哦，到时候就不会像小亮一样大惊小怪了。Well, now it's time for pronunciation. 同学们，从这一册开始，我们要学习国际音标。国际音标在英语中的作用，就像汉语中的拼音字母一样，可以帮助我们正确发音。国际音标一共有48个，其中元音20个，辅音28个。下面我们先来学习两个元音和四个辅音。
Pronunciation.
Please listen carefully and read after me. 一一
一一
b
b
t d
t d
你们都跟着一起拼读了吗？这六个国际音标你们都学会了吗？ Great!
同学们，学会了国际音标，生词不用老师教，自己就会拼出来了，大家可要认真学。
同学们，在生活中我们可以看到很多有关交通方面的标记，它们是什么意思你们都知道了吗？ Look! No bikes, 禁止非机动车通行。One way, 直行车道。Crosswalk, 人行横道。Turn right, 右转车道。No left turn, 禁止左转弯。No entry, 禁止驶入。同学们，这些交通标志你们都记住了吗？
Please remember the traffic rules, 否则吃亏就来不及了。
哈哈，啊，Zip。看来你一定违反过交通规则呀。一起来看一个有趣的故事吧。
哦，这$65。Z, 我们去一家快餐店吃午饭吧。
For lunch.
太好了 ,How do we go there?
坐出租车去怎么样？
太贵了。
你的意见呢？
我们不行吧，还可以锻炼锻炼。
你知道交通规则吗？
当然。
Be quick, there are no people here.
Oh no, it's a red light.
快点，快点。
Sorry, sir.
对不起，先生，你违反交通规则，罚款$15。
啊，那我们就乱了。
真的很抱歉，先生。
哈哈，违反交通规则，闯红灯被罚款了吧？
那可是我和 Tom 的午餐费呀、
啊！罚款还算你幸运，可要是出了车祸怎么办呢？
是啊，以后我再也不敢了。
同学们，你们可别学 Zip。
Stop!
What do you mean? 你这是什么意思？
It's time to stop. 时间到了，该说再见了。
Oh yes, let's stop here. Goodbye. See you next time.